I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. Hello. Russia's President Vladimir Putin is to meet his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Sochi later today, with the Syrian crisis high on the agenda. At talks earlier this month, Turkey failed to get Russia and Iran, the Syrian government's main allies, to agree to a ceasefire in the rebel-held province of Idlib. Yolande Nell reports.
Negotiations between Russia and Turkey have continued since a summit in Tehran 10 days ago ended with disagreement, and after a series of airstrikes when a Syrian government offensive to recapture Idlib looked imminent, the last few days have been relatively calm. President Erdogan has warned that a full-scale assault would result in a bloodbath and send a new wave of refugees into his country. Turkish officials have been calling for targeted operations against the jihadist group which controls most of Idlib province.
The Australian government has ordered an investigation after sewing needles were found in hidden in punnets of strawberries across the country. Six states and territories have had reports of fruit that's been tampered with. One man was hospitalised after eating a sabotaged strawberry. Several brands of the fruit have been pulled from supermarket shelves. The BBC's Simon Atkinson is in Sydney.
Strawberries actually, you know, has been a bit of a talking point in Australia the last few weeks, is actually the low price of strawberries already before these incidents took place. And that was just due to a glut in the market, if you like. And this is pushing the price even more as people, you know, perhaps choose to stay away from the fruit. But it is causing concerns. The farmers already having a difficult time in parts of the country with drought, of course. The big question at the moment is this one person or one disgruntled person who's got involved, or have there been a couple of cases and then other so-called copycat incidents taking place as well?
The British Prime Minister Theresa May has insisted that the only alternative to her plan for Brexit is leaving the EU with no deal. Mrs. May was speaking to the BBC with just over 6 months to go until Brexit.
I believe we'll get a good deal. We'll bring that back from the EU negotiations and put that to Parliament. I think that the alternative to that will be not having a deal, because I don't think there will be, I don't think the negotiations would have that deal, and B, we're leaving on the 29th of March, 2019.
Mrs. May sharply criticised proposals put forward by some members of her Conservative Party last week to solve one of the most difficult problems, the border with Ireland. You're listening to The World News from the BBC.